This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Tuesday, February 28th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping, your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And before I get started, before I even jump in, I got to big up the man in studio with me right now, holding it down for me, none other than Earl the Pearl, Earl Thompson, a.k.a. Pearly. You know him from the 5 o'clock hour. But now, brother, you are a star now. I can't fool with you. So, and I just want to thank you for holding it down and doing the show justice. And not only the air fryer king, you are now, you are officially like, you know, like 1B.
So, does this mean they can sign autographs now?
Yeah, man, go ahead. They could be worthless just like mine, but that's okay. Sign away. Enjoy the moment. But again, I do want to thank you, man, you know, because I got a crazy busy schedule. And I love doing what I do, radio and comedy, but also I love my fam. And my sons are very important to me. So to have that opportunity to see my son play a perfect game, I greatly appreciate that.
Not a problem. As long as he, you know, when he get this major league contract, he don't forget Uncle
Pearly. He ain't let nobody down. You see the video, right?
Yes.
And his opportunity, he did what he had to do. So I ain't mad at nobody.
I just want tickets to the game. That's all.
We can work it out, man. We can work it out.
A jersey.
Yeah, of course, man. We got that covered. But now, more important things, man. You know, I've been off for a couple of days. A lot of stuff been popping off. You're looking at the headlines right now. Mm-hmm. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And be sure to check them out, both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. All right, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday to better serve you, all right? But the text is unstarted, man. Okay. Great show as usual. Pearly, tell us you catch that four ball. What is this about a four ball? Hey, thank you very much, man. Glad to be back. And glad to be here with Pearly, too, holding it down. I'm glad, you know, he took good care of y'all while I was gone. But like I say, let's check out the headlines brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And Pearly, here's what's blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian. First thing jumps out to me, PM pledges humane approach to shanties. Davis says he's never shifted tone on the issue. Yeah, it was convenient when he was in opposition to side with Rights Bahamas to say be humane. Now you have a job to do as PM. The green light has been given. The judge has given an order. Bahamians need to see this done. Why are you posturing and pontificating on this now?
You do what you got to do. The
green light is on.
You took it to court. You got the courts to agree with you and overturn the injunction. So let's do what we got to do.
But here's the catch. You can be humane. All you have to do is stay in accordance with all of the human rights protocols that we've signed on to international treaties that involve human rights.
Just do the right way.
And then demolish the shanty towns for those who do not belong there.
Yep. Bottom line. But you just bases back to what my good friend Clint Watson says, that the prime minister changes his tune for his audience.
Right.
So that's about the third or fourth time the prime minister contradicted Mr. Watson had to say that.
And which audience are you really leaning to? A Bahamian audience or Bahamians of Haitian descent? You can't campaign on it and not expect the chickens to come home to roost.
Amen.
Another big headline, petroleum retailers to meet as crisis mounts. Why do I feel the pump's going to be gone up?
But I thought they were going down, and all of a sudden I see them going back up. So what's the problem?
Well, according to petroleum retailers, intend to meet next week to discuss what actions to take to stay afloat as eroding profits and inaction from the government. Despite repeated pleas over months to examine the existing margin structure that applies to their operation. This coming from President of the Bahamas Petroleum Retailers Association, Raymond Jones. The bottom line is we are working with a 54-cent margin that has been eroded entirely by rising labor costs.
Hold on.
National insurance contributions and credit card fees, along with power costs and security fees.
So they make 54 cents off that $5.97 I just paid in the pump yesterday?
That's all they do. That's all they make.
Something else. That don't sound right to me. That don't sound too good.
What? Yes.
That doesn't sound good.
Obviously. So now there needs to be some intervention.
But there's a rumor going around that a lot of these service stations are now going to go self-service. So that means a lot of young people are going to lose.
I'm hearing that as well.
A job they get to make a couple of dollars.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you have young people that a lot of people don't know that work these jobs to support their family, but also to put themselves through school.
Yep.
And that right there, in one vein, you want to encourage young people to be industrious, work, put yourself through school, if ends don't meet, fight through it. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're trying to do it, and the opportunity is going to be taken away.
Wow, not a good thing.
Because obviously, if you go self-serve.
Yeah.
And how behavior is going to get into that? We used to this.
No. We used to it when we home. When we go to the States, we don't have no problem jumping out, running there, putting $20 on the car, coming, pumping our gas, and going back in 7-Eleven and getting some slushy and everything.
Yes, sir. And lottery ticket. But what I'm trying to show you is that in here.
Scratch off.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
I am Marcel,
What's happening, 52? You good?
I don't feel like, bless up. Get blessed up early. I don't really feel like talking too much, but. I've seen, everybody with sense can see the imposition of the Leviathan to the North, America, et cetera, and all these international laws that they don't even adhere to, right? Those are BS. They're not following human rights. And the thing is, what about sovereign rights? So human rights has to be a two-way street. What about our Bahamian sovereign rights and any liberal rights that were violated during this pandemic? And also now, what is this with human rights? So we don't have no rights to protect our country. You don't have a right, like in the States, they have what they call it, stand your ground. A homeowner here don't even have the right to do that. But what I'm saying is on the international level, as far as this migration influx, right? Why is it that they take agitation and Lincoln being to go to the United Nations to address the migrant influx? And whatever euphemistic narrative you could find, different from illegal migration. I don't know what they. I don't know why you're so euphemistic.
When did he go to the United Nations?
Naughty. Listen, I give up, man. Bless up.
All right, but Mike, 52, you're gone too quick. When did Lincoln Bain go to the United Nations? Did I miss that when I was on my baseball trip?
I know the former prime minister, and I know this prime minister. About him going there.
But speaking of Lincoln Bain, woman reportedly leasing land where shanties are calls on government to act. Is this the same lady who was in the video that said they were squatting on her land illegally, but now there's rent taken? Is that the same person?
I don't know.
A woman who attempted to demolish a shantytown on land off Bacardi Road she allegedly leases from the government is calling on the Davis administration to deal with the issues of shantytowns in the country. I need to know the government's next steps, then I will know how to move on, Justina Curry said yesterday. Curry, 64, took activist Lincoln Bain. Okay, that's the same lady in question. Well, how could you call them shanty towns if you leasing the government land? And how they get there? Are you leasing to them as well?
That's being.
Because I've heard you know allegations that's what's going on.
Not saying that she's doing that, but we've heard that.
Here's some other things popping off. Sans internal strife, squabbling, hurting the FNM. Internal strife and squabbling in the Free National Movement is only hurting the party efforts to hold the government accountable and regain its footing, FNM Chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands yesterday. No matter who you are, people are tired of it.
Yep.
Is that where it's at?
It's a BLP-FNM fight. Why is it got to be an FNM-FNM fight? Then the FNM got to go fight the BLP. What sense does that make?
But my question is, you know, I've been hearing rumblings, you know, in the chat rooms, on the chat circuits, that the Dr. Minnis making a comeback.
Everybody.
Allegedly, there's a Texas consultancy firm, that he's consulting. But obviously, last time you consulted an American firm, how did you do at the polls? You got monkey stomped. So, anyway, if you're going that route, I guess Mr. Pintar just have nothing to worry about. I'm just saying.
Everybody has a right to challenge for any position.
Exactly.
So if they want to do that and find out how the people feel, you'll find out come February or sometime next year.
But do you think it's a case that, and let's be objective here, Mr. Pintard has been doing very much in his capacity as leader of His Majesty's loyal opposition. He's had the government accountable on numerous occasions on numerous issues.
I think he's doing a very good job.
So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's my point.
Because, according to Dr. Minnis, there's errors in the FNM. The Hubert Ingraham era was over. Now his era is over.
And I, you know.
Sometimes it's the acceptance of era being over. The job. All I'm going to say is, Doc, listen, look how Tom Brady went out. He thought his era was still there. And you see who sent him home, right? I'm just saying. And how he went home.
Listen, the people have spoken, people have voted, and people have stayed home. And that was a clear message to how they felt at the time. I don't see the change anywhere. I don't see people changing their talk. I don't see people changing their mind. And I strongly believe if the FNM go backwards, they can stay backwards.
Yeah. All right. A couple of questions. Yes, Nandi, that's the same lady. And recently in the news, a female was said to be going to meet with the United Nations. Oh, a female. Which female was going to meet with the United Nations?
What do you mean meet with the United Nations?
About the treatment of illegal immigrants. Don't roll up and say, hey, United Nations, I will meet with you.
Oh, you don't go on to make an appointment. No, that don't happen like that. If anybody believes, you know, I never wanted to say this.
Sometimes the message is lost with the messenger. Let me say it.
No, a lot of times, I be so afraid of what the things behemoths believe in and listen to. The conspiracy, the bunch of you know what we listen to. Nobody can just jump up. Now, if you want to say you're going to try go to the Human Rights Office of the United Nations when you're in New York and walk in there and try and make it, say that. But don't tell you going. Don't try and make the public believe that you're going to talk to the General Assembly of the United Nations. That ain't gonna happen.
Naughty. The pumps and pumps not going up. We will be self-service. Trust me. Wow. Naughty. I think OB should join the FNM, as in OB Wilskamp. And bring Glennis too. Boy, Pearly, look here. Obi should join FNM and bring Glennis. Look at that.
I ain't going to mention on that.
Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Leave me alone. At 5 o'clock, we'll reach Eddie. Okay.
Talking Heads, what's going on?
Naughty.
Hey, hold on 1 second, bro. Mr. Producer, keep an eye out for Freeport Sarah and Darren trying to zoom in. What's going on, Carla? How are you, man?
Naughty, I am wondering about this. Is it possible that another injunction could be in place while the Prime Minister is stalling? So he can have reason to not send his people back to Haiti.
Let me check the dark web on that one.
No, I'm not. I'm serious. Could another injunction show up, and then we go looping around again? Because don't forget, the man says that we are all one. So when we get to send them back, why don't we send the Prime Minister back to Haiti too?
Call a couple of things now. You and I cannot establish an inside joke, and then you not pick up on the dark web joke when we bring it back up, right? So that's a callback. That's Comedy 101. Number two, I definitely agree. There may be another loophole because I see a lot of backtracking, roller skating, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get it done. Now, as far as sending them back to Haiti.
Well, he claims to be one of them, you know. And any Haitian who got a passport without first renouncing theirs in Haiti, we have a right to send them back. And our Prime Minister might be one of them.
Well, he claimed to be. He said that we are Bahamians of Haitian descent. I am you and you are we and you are me.
He could go and take care of Haiti. He'd do better. Let people who want to take care of Bahamas take care of Bahamas.
Anyhow,
no, it's a very serious thing. Sometimes you got to laugh now and cry later, but it seems like be crying all the way through on this one.
Anyway, learn how to trade and you'd be okay.
There you go, be safe, my brother. Something to, that affects us, something that affects us was just in the news. Just confirming that it was in the news, Naughty. About the, yeah, about the illegal immigrants. What was in the news? The PM pledges humane approach to the shanties. That's it. So we got to wait and see on that one. So let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. Take the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll check out the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll see what's buzzing in Grand Bahama. Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper will be chiming in, and we'll see what's going on in Freeport as we get to the break. And run the bell, Mr. Producer. Let me check out a couple of texts before you get to the break. Naughty and people from Cat Island are Haitian, so brave didn't lie. Wow. Not that these stupid laws really need to be changed. The good laws we have are only good for the people from the South, not Bahamians. Boy, you're fired up on a Tuesday. Keep it coming. Talking Heads, the Tuesday, February 28th edition continues right after this.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, February 28th edition continues right now. Caller, I see you. I'm coming to you right now. And, of course, once we are there with the caller and cover the text, we'll be going to Freeport. Sarah Kirkby and the crew zoomed in, Dar. Ollie, okay, good. Let's check the text real quick. Boy, Naughty, I don't know what Lincoln do to Guardian. This man is fighting for the rights of Bahamians. If you all would fight down the illegals and corruption like you all do him, I think we'd be good. Yeah, listen, I also fight down BS in every form. I also fight down fake news. I also fight down conspiracy theory. I also fight down the call for vigilante justice. I also fight down the fake news portion of it. I also fight down the fact that you can incite and instigate, you know, people's tensions, but don't give them a solution to a positive outcome that is tangible at the end. So yeah, basically, I call BS when I see it, because you know why? We've had 50 years of politicians BSing us and grandstanding us, okay? So at the end of the day, it's all about the follow through. You know, Jordan, follow through? Yeah, I don't want to see the shot. I want to see the follow through and the end result, okay? I don't have nothing against Mr. Bain. I have everything against BS, pontificating wannabe leaders and leaders that don't deliver and ended up bastardizing the country and making Bahamians suffer. Not good enough for you, Texter? Good.
Ditto.
Naughty, when the people start putting hands on Lincoln, you know he looked for that. Well, it is what it is. No, we'll double up on the brain teaser tomorrow, all right? Good day, Naughty. The government should not be spending money on repatriation. The money Haitians spend to come here, use that to fly them back. But who getting that money to come here or fly us? I hear they come in on the boat at $5,000 a pop, and it's a great operation, allegedly. And you follow the dots, and you see who's involved. Anyhow, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, my brother? Welcome back, man.
Thank you, my brother.
Hey, listen, it won't be crime, economics, education, and that will cause what will cause Breyer to get slaughtered in the next election, and he will get beat. Yes, why? Because the people already switch on him. The people switch on him quicker than they switch on minutes.
Uh-huh.
People, they switch on minutes, they'll have to go. They'll do it COVID and Doria.
But they switch on him, don't forget. They switched on him for other reasons, too. Don't,
but that was the main reason. He could have come back if it was for COVID and Doria. That kind of steal his fate.
No. That on top of him, you know, not being, you know, vocal with the press, being kind of dictatorial. Come on, let's call it 400 now.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Put it all out there.
But I believe the COVID, the lockdown, people losing jobs and
his attitude,
stuff like that.
His attitude toward the nation and the press sucks too, though. Don't deny it. Keep it 100.
No.
Keep it 100.
Not running from it. But like I said, I believe that COVID and the way he handled Grandmom and Abaco in particular, that kind of steal his fate.
Agreed.
It's just too much things was going wrong. Bunch of monies was unaccounted for. Just too much things going wrong. So that's why I said COVID and Dorian seal his fate. But this here was going to seal Breyer's fate. The same immigration issue. The love he got for these Haitian people and the protection he's giving these Haitian people over the Bahamian people, that's going to seal his fate.
Carla, I think she might be right. I think that handwriting is already on the wall.
Because here it is, right? Bahamians, every time it comes to Bahamian rights or the protection of Bahamian, roadblocks, speed bumps. When it comes to the Haitians, green lights. Every time it comes to coming on the Haitian, everybody get involved to protect the Haitians. Where's the same protection for the Bahamian people?
Caller, that's the next question a lot of us have. A lot of us, including the majority of the voting populace.
And on top of that, taxes this administration putting on top of people. End of the press economy.
Yeah. I agree. Listen, you preaching to the choir, Carla.
Yeah. So, me personally, I believe it's just teachers buying time. And I don't think he can come back from this.
As far as the assignment that you put me on, I still have not found the proper mechanisms to implore that research.
Yeah, you ain't gonna find that. That's like trying to find that pink elephant flying over. I'm coming from out north, from over the north, over the rising.
I got you. You got anything else for me? I got calls lined up, man. Anything else you want to get
in?
Come
on, take time. I'm gonna enjoy the show.
Peace, safe. Thanks, bro. Bless up. Let me check this text real quick. Naughty, let's also call out Hubert Ingram in the FNM, who was MP for Abaco for 30 years and watched the mud and Pigeon Pea grow and die. Over nothing. And yes, let's call out Mr. Pinlin and Mr. Key
and
all of them as well.
He was representative for North Abaco. Marshall Bain in North Abaco.
Hold on. Lord knows I know PLP, but we need a civics lesson. Brave is not the cause of the immigration problem. Hold on. When you campaign and you say, we are Bahamians of Haitian descent, I am you and you are we, forget all what happened before. With the PLP's involvement, the FNM's involvement in Abaco and so on and so forth. The latest issuance from RPM on the record was that statement. So he got everything to do with the immigration problem, and his lack of action has everything to do with continuing the immigration problem. So please, spare me that one. But keep texting. You are right with me. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's there?
It's Sparky.
Hey, Sparky.
Welcome back, my good brother.
Thank you, my brother.
Man, don't say it like you glad I he come back and I.
No, no, I was about to compliment you, but you know, the colored people go, you can't wait.
Hey, you know.
Boy, how old and racial was that word there, Sparky?
I said colored. I didn't call that N-word.
No, colored is just as worse than racial if you ask some people.
No, but we all colored. We got some color to us, eh? Everybody got a color.
Okay, Sparks, I got
even
you.
Even white is a color.
And you dingy and I beige. It's all good.
I don't want something. Come, something, whatever. Come, mix them in the money and all the kind of thing. But anyway, now, you know I was a BLP from the gut.
Mm-hmm.
So now we ain't going there.
And brave but, is your boy.
But what I can say, you give me a moment, I can say, welcome back, Naughty, and thank you very much, Pearly, for still filling in. I think you did a good job. You didn't cut me. And all that. Anybody who don't cut me, they
did a good job.
Yeah. Now, if I had to get cut yesterday, I know it would have been a producer.
Okay, I got
you. They sneak the cuts in on you, too. I know them. I know them before they come waking there. They come in the cutlass in their back pocket. But anyway, let's go back to the schoolyard. Naughty, you can follow me. Hello?
I'm listening.
Let's take my prime minister back to the schoolyard now. Okay, just imagine we in the Eastern Senior in 1964. Now, after lunch, you know, people leave papers all over the schoolyard. Now, normally, the headmaster come and lean his head in and tell the teacher, I want two boys to come clean the yard. Okay, Mr. Prime Minister, they called me and you to go in the schoolyard. We got to go clean the schoolyard today. You get where I'm coming from now, Naughty?
I got you.
We out cleaning the schoolyard. Mr. Prime Minister, Philip Edward Brave, this gone too far. The schoolyard too.
Hey, Sparky.
We got to pick up all the papers and the
listen,
bottles.
I can be honest with you, man. There's been a lot of inaction by Mr. Davis on this immigration situation and other things. I think we need to stop calling him Brave. We just need to call him like Photo Op Phil or Mr. Davis. Because well, there ain't too much braveness I see right there. When it comes, he ain't too brave when it comes to Bahamas. Let's be honest.
What I'm saying is my friend and Prime Minister, both of us, like I say, I got him by 31 days. I born May the 4th, 70, I'm 51. He born June the 7th. We've been to the same school, Eastern Junior. I said he went to St. John's. I went to the government high. Now, what I'm saying is, Mr. Prime Minister, only me and you out in the schoolyard cleaning up the papers, the bottles, and everything. Because they got to be cleaned tomorrow when people come back to school. Mr. Prime Minister, the schoolyard is too dirty. We need to clean it up. If you get where I'm coming from, you call it, what you call that? A parable or something? We need to clean it up, Mr. Prime Minister. I have nothing against no Haitian, no Jamaican, or nothing. I have something about being illegal in my country. I have something about an island south of me with 11.45 million people coming to an island where a country only got 400 and something thousand people. Mr. Prime Minister, if you allow 1 million to come to the Bahamas, they will have 10.45 over there. We would have a million of them here and no more us. Mr. Prime Minister, this is Sparky begging you now. Stop it now.
All right, Sparky,
please
we got you.
Now.
Hit me tomorrow now, Sparky. Loud and clear, we hear you. Let's get to the next call. It's Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Got to make it quick. We got to get to Freeport. Who's this? All right. Let's go, Mr. Producer. Let's get to Freeport. You know, today is Tuesday, and we got the supplement from the Grand Bahama News. This and every Tuesday. Sarah Kirk, we checking in right now. Sarah, what's going on?
Hey, love. Sorry, I had to turn my volume on. Yep. I'm still trying to get over all the comments that were said. And I think you might have an opinion on Mr. The immigration, Lincoln Bain.
You think?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit hot and heavy there, babe.
Yeah, because, listen, at the end of the day, let's keep it real, full 100 on that issue. It's a very sensitive issue. And
it's
somebody
can
turn it and use it for grandstanding, political brownie points, and to incite people without a solution at the end. And then call them for vigilante justice is crazy.
I just think going in, and it scares me to think what he's causing. And just to, you have to treat other people like human beings. And you've got to think, how bad is your life in the country you live in if you are willing to get on a boat and risk your life to get over to another country where you can't swim, you can't talk the language, you probably have no, it's got to be terrifying. As a mom, that's how I think. It's got to be terrifying. And so you have to think of people in that vein at some point in your life and do unto others. You have to have a little Christian thought about how we treat people. So it's just,
that's why I'm so proud that the human rights protocols and treaties were signed on to, because if we're Bahamians anywhere else in the world, we would want our human rights to be adhered to.
Exactly. I mean, how many Bahamians are all over the rest of the world? What would we do if someone went in and did this to them?
I'm also saying once we adhere to the human rights treaties that we've signed on to, we need to get the job done as well too and remove the shanty towns that are illegal.
Yes, I get that. And I don't think the illegal homes are good. I know they're not safe and they're horrific. But we need to stop people from allowing those things to happen. And that's where our rules and laws have let us down. But to demand people move and to do stuff is just horrendous to me. And it's vigilantism. And I'm with you all the way on it.
And I'm looking at the Grand Bahama News. I see Uncle Joe last week was on the show before I went off. And we talked about the Equinor cleanup. And there's still ongoing worries over the oil cleanup efforts.
It did, and we got a great story this week. Barbara's worked really hard on it to get all the information. There are some very big questions, and the problem that we can see is that Equinor is not speaking to anybody about stuff. The government, we presume the government's getting information, but we're not even sure if the government's getting information. Reports have been given. Other things have been passed on, but the part that really scared me, and if you have to read the story to see it, but at the very end, part of the statement that the Department of Environmental Health gives out basically says that this well that is still there, nobody knows if it's lined or not. So they don't know if it's leaking into the beds of the oil, or we have no idea. And to leave it to not be fixed for another year is terrifying for us and for the people in that community who have already been devastated by Dorian and those effects, you know?
My whole thing about it is, they need to get it done before and make sure that Equinor does its due diligence and lives up to its responsibilities before any sale is put through.
Of course they do.
Because there's no guarantee that the new owner is going to come in and pick that up.
Right, but we don't know what the long-term detrimental damage is because there's no reports. There was a committee formed, and there's nothing coming out of that committee that we can understand. So I would encourage everybody to read this story. I would encourage everybody to go and find on change.org the petition to have oil laws in our country, proper oil laws that would stop anything happening like this and making people who spill oil or do have damage in our country to have to face the fines, clean up their mess, and fix things. We do not have enough laws for that. And that's one thing that Fred Smith is very adamant about. And it's something we really have to think about.
It's true.
It is. And we just can't be complacent about it and just wait for it to happen. And luckily, we have a very strong AG who said something with the boat spillage the other day, and we do have those, but we also have land spillage. We have other things to think about. And, you know, one bad spill in this country could wipe out our whole fisheries. So it is big, big news for us.
Other big news, too, boy. I see Grand Bahama Chamber of Commerce had some re-elections.
They did, and our chamber president is back in. And you can read about that there, but they're also still waiting to have their meeting with the PM. So Mr. Carey was very adamant in that when he spoke to the group that was there. They've also managed to really increase their membership. So I would encourage people who are not members to join the chamber. We're stronger as a group together. And this is very important also with our Hawksbill Creek agreement, because we are, as licensees, part of that agreement. So it's something we really need to think about. And also, speaking of 50 years, Garden of the Groves, which most people do know about all over the Bahamas, is celebrating 50 years, which is fantastic. They've had some upheavals with storms and everything, but the gardens look beautiful at the moment. And it's really a great tourist attraction. So I encourage everybody to read that. We have some nice stories from the actual Groves family. And you can go online. There is a link. The Groves family have started an online museum for Grand Bahama, and you can look and search for that and then also have a look at the history of Grand Bahama and learn more about the island, too.
Cool.
And then, I tell you, boy.
We're trying, and then we're also doing the Grand Life, which is our new magazine. It's not a to-do magazine, but it's kind of like one. It's been started by the Grand Bahama Island Tourism Board, a wonderful lady called Carmel Churchill and her husband, Don Churchill. they go around promoting the island, but now they put it on a magazine. It's more of a digital magazine to really sell Grand Bahama. As many people know, when people ask about the Bahamas, they presume it's just Nassau. They don't realize we have 700 islands, 13 main inhabited. You can have a private island. So this is teaching them about Grand Bahama. And great things to know that the first fish fry was actually in Grand Bahama. So there's also great things to know about us. And then we also did a good story, a very good one about that we added in about saving lives. We did a big blood donation was done at the Rand over the weekend, and we encourage people to think about giving. This is really important. I'm a O-neg, so I can give to everybody, and I donate blood all the time, and I would encourage people to really do it. And I'll be in trouble if I miss this one. We also have our police roundup at the end of the month. And I'm very proud to say, unfortunately, some of the stories are sad that have happened, but our police caught everybody. So kudos out to the police, Grand Bahama, and for all those policemen who work very hard and keep our island safe. I really do appreciate it. And it's good to know that they're catching the bad guys when they do stuff wrong.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you chiming in, as always, Sarah. Always.
Thank you. I have to tell you some good news, though.
What's the good news?
I was in the supermarket in Solomon's on the weekend. And I ran into Julio and Chris, who listen to us every week. And so I want to give a shout out to them. We got fans.
Well, there you go. I appreciate that, man. Thank you, Julio and Chris.
Yep. And they said they tune in and they listen to us all the time. So that was also really nice to hear.
There you go. Well, I appreciate them listening as well. I appreciate you chiming in every week. And we'll talk to you again next week for sure, Sarah. All right?
Okay, and you got Darren there ready to tell you the good stories.
Oh, I didn't know Darren was here. What's going on, Big D? What's happening, brother?
Darren's here, and he's also going to tell you about the Governor General coming to town as well.
Hold on. And y'all didn't even say hi to Purdy, man. Y'all didn't even say hi to Purdy, who was holding it down for me the 2 days. Purdy in studio with me, man. And Sarah didn't even say hi to Purdy, man. My God.
I am not hurt. I am hurted.
Say hi to Purdy, Sarah.
He was so quiet, he didn't say hi to me.
I was just mesmerized to hear your voice again, darling. That's all it was.
Oh, I love the flirting. It's lovely.
God. Let's get to Darren. It's getting kind of thick in here. What's going on, Darren?
Hey, guys. It's good to be in good company.
Yeah, man.
So I'm not sure if I can speak about the Governor General, but he was in town on the weekend for
a Rotary
Diamond Affair, Rotary Club, one of the Rotary Clubs on Grand Bahama, honored, I think, five persons throughout our community in different areas. And it was an awesome event. I didn't make the event. Of course, my Saturday was booked. I joined the blood donation. I went and I gave blood on Saturday. I thought it was important for me to do that.
Well done.
Yeah, even though, I got backlash for supporting the initiative from persons, but I thought it was indeed important for me to do so.
Yes.
It was saving a life, and my can help three persons. And so I wanted to be able to do that. And I have the ability to be able to give blood, so it was important for me to do that.
Wonderful.
It didn't matter, naughty, it was the Ministry of Grand Bahama, Collab, Rotary, whoever was doing it, I went out to support the initiative, and I thought it was a wonderful initiative. I
100%.
Think that the blood bank have received good donations, and so kudos to that. I think it's a good initiative that should be ongoing, and it should be something that should be continued throughout as often as we possibly can. And
people are really scared about giving blood, and it's not painful. It's such a good thing, and you can help so many people with your blood donation. It's amazing, like you said. Yeah. And these people that take the blood, they're trained. They're going to be there for you. The best part is you get to eat food before and after. I mean, that's a bonus for me.
Yeah. But Naughty, I'm being advised that there is soon to be an announcement for the international airport. I don't know what's the big secret. What's the big holdout?
It was in the news yesterday. That was the government was talking about the PPP with the other 14 airports.
Yeah, but there's a story in the Guardian today about it as well, because we did a story asking about what was happening. That was a hotel. My apologies, that was a hotel. But
there is a big announcement coming in the days of the airport deal. I hate when they talk about this big announcement, because sometimes these big announcements come just with fluff and nothing behind it. But hey, They say big announcement coming in a few days from reliable sources. Nothing on the hotel as yet. I think government don't know what they're doing as relates to that. There's nothing happening. But I think, you know.
If he speaks every Grand Bahamian, though, you know, Darren, we all just want this. We want this hotel to get sold. And we believe let's find a great product, someone, and let them have the hotel. And let's, I mean, I talked about it with these guys, Julio, and then who I saw in the supermarket, and Chris. You know, it's time for this hotel to get going. And we need to, they need to fight. This is the bigger deal than the airport to me right now.
But I think both of them are big deals for us.
Yeah.
Both of them needs to be dealt with. But, you know, we keep on running away. We just keep on running at Al Lukaya, but we have many other hotel properties that can be solicited or be marketed for sale. We have the Zion Beach property that has beautiful beaches, have a marina. It has ability. And so I continue to sing that. And, you know, if we get that going. And then I'm also hoping, and not heard much from the Six Senses brand, but I hope that can come. I think that would help the whole island of Grand Bahama regain a new brand. Persons that are interested or would like to invest, seeing this new property come on screen, might encourage their investment or making a step forward. And so there are quite a bit of quiet things that are happening as it is in the investment area. But, you know, it's still not really manifesting like we need it to happen here. But
Darren, I would encourage everybody, I can speak on Weller. I do know that they'll be speaking at the Business Outlook, which is on the 16th in Grand Bahama. And I do know that the DPM is also speaking at that event. So I would encourage people to keep that in mind and to maybe attend to find out what's going on with the Weller development. And also, maybe this is the time we'll get an announcement to know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's very important that we as Grand Bahamians continue to push for the Weller development and making sure that this, with the Six Senses brand, is brought to Grand Bahama because it'll honestly help our economy. I get excited when I hear about the announcement or see the announcement of the airport to see who the players are. That says a lot in government decision making, depending on our players. And so I'm being told that it's a mixture of Bahamians with some foreigners. Don't know. Plenty of speculation. And, you know, I'm king speculator. So I'm trying to hold back on plenty of my speculation.
Well, what I want you to do is speculate for a couple more minutes while we get to the news, and then we'll pick it up on the flip side of the news and wrap this up, if that's fair. Because I got a couple other questions coming in via the text lines for Grand Bahama, for Sarah, and for you, Darren. So we want to get them wrapped up, and then we'll get into the sports in the 5 o'clock hour as soon as we wrap up with you guys, all right? And we got Pearly live in studio with me today, man, so that 5 o'clock hour is going to be extra hot. I think he's a little upset. We got Lux down with a season-ending ACL in Dodgerland. I think that's why he's kind of in between being happy and melancholy. Every time he checks his Dodger update, his face turns to a frown. It'll be all right. We got some good talent in the Yankee organization.
Somebody's feeding with a frown.
So we'll pick it all up on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, February 28th edition of Talking Heads continues, and we'll wrap up with Freeport with the Freeport Report right after the news.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Your place is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go. Because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. Sales email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Brits Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
All right, we're back at you on the Tuesday, February 28th edition of Talking Heads. I'm wrapping up the Freeport Report. I got a couple of questions via the text lines. All right, and I want to put it to you guys so you can answer. Naughty, please ask your guests what's the update on the Grand Bahama shanty towns.
Well, that's all you, Darren.
Well, I just found the last week that we've had Grand Bahamas at Shantytown problem. I can't give an update as relates to the problem on it because it's something that I just recently learned, I think Sunday. And so I think those who've been, the Lincoln Bain and his team, who's been in Grand Bahama dealing with it, would be the perfect people to speak to it. I do know that over the years we've had the illegal problem. That still continues to be a concern. But I don't know much about or have any information as relates to Shantytown. I'm familiar with the area that they say that the Shantytown exists, but I don't have details on it.
Here's another one. Naughty, instead of everyone talking about Lincoln Bain and making accusations against him, how about just inviting him on the show and putting these tough questions to him like your guests do, or guests do to you, making him explain himself. All right, Texter. This is what I want you to do. Email management@guardianradio.com. Email management@guardianradio.com and say you want Lincoln Bain to come on my show and we'll make it happen. All right? Not a problem. Once we organize that, it's all good, but just go ahead. Petition management. Make it happen. All right. Now, can you disclose where the Grand Bahama shanty towns are located? Well, obviously, we got some COI people texting the show today, so they want to find out some information in Freeport.
Ask Lincoln. The area that I'm being advised that there's a Shantytown is an area that we call Andristown. It is more in the 8 Mile Rock area. Mm-hmm. So from the Sapodilla Road, which is Susie's Corner, going on to I would say between Sapodilla and Andristown, sorry, because Andristown is more in the Bartlett Hill, and Sapodilla is more in the Hannah Hill. So it's in between those two areas of 8 Mile that I've been advised. Those are areas that I don't frequent. And I mean, of course, I do 8 Mile Rock, but to say go to those off corners, I don't go through them. So I would not have the details. I am familiar with the family that is making the claim that there are persons squatting on their land. But again, the details I don't have.
All right. I got a couple more for you, and then we get to the break. Naughty, the only thing Philip Davis has done since becoming prime minister is ribbon cutting, special appearances, and issues sound bites of contradiction. He's been completely lost now for the past few weeks since he hasn't traveled. So you're saying the PM needs a trip to feel bad about himself? Naughty, that's coming in. There is no Shantytown in Freeport. I just have to text you there's no Shantytown in Freeport.
Maybe not Freeport, but probably in Grand Bahama.
But you just...
There is no Shantytown. I think it's a fair statement that there is probably no recognized Shantytown in Freeport. But 8 Mile Rock is not considered Freeport.
That's why I say okay, not Freeport, maybe Grand
now
Bahama.
If the text had said there's no Shantytown in Grand Bahama, then we could have had a different conversation.
Exactly.
But Freeport proper, I'm not familiar with any Shantytowns at this time.
So, I tell you, there's an issue now here. Another text that, wow, there's Shantytowns in Freeport? Obviously there are. They're popping up everywhere. How about this one? Naughty, these stupid laws really need to be changed. The laws we have are only good for those people from the South, not Bahamas. Well, you said that twice, boy. You really wouldn't get that one out there today. That was pretty much it off the text lines, though. So, next week again, guys?
Yep.
Now, hopefully we'll have some more information on that airport, though, Darren, because I wanted to comment on that. I said again because we've got it a lot, you know? I want to see more than shoving in the ground. I want to see some up in the way.
We might not have anything next week because I'm being advised that the details being held until the business from Grand Bahama
Business Outlook. That's a normal way for it to come about.
So I guess they want to save something to talk about, but they want to keep us in suspense and keep us on the long wait for another probably 16 days and then come tell us something that we can throw tantrum over. But I don't think there'll be nothing next week other than probably more speculation, more rumors. And if I get it, I'd be more than happy to tell it to you next week.
All right, and keep an eye on that Equinor situation for us as well, too, please, because that needs to not go to the back pages. We got to hold them accountable.
I think that really is a good point, Naughty, and I thank you for bringing that back up. It's something we all have to be responsible for. It could happen anywhere.
Boiled fish, not oil fish, like I always say.
That's right.
All right, man, I appreciate you guys. And we'll see you all next week right here on Talking Heads, all right?
Thanks, Naughty. No problem, man.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
Hi, Sarah.
Pick up the party for holding it down while I was gone, man. But get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be talking sports. Boy, Pearly, we got to talk about your boy Lux. Boy, that was a nasty knee injury the other day, man.
He's gone. He's gone for 8 months, a bit minimum.
Do you think he might make it back if y'all are in playoff contention?
No, he won't make it.
Done for the year, right?
He's gone for the season.
And to think that in baseball, if you do have that, that's 162 games.
Yeah. I need to get it before the first pitch.
Boy. It was freakish, though. It was absolutely freakish.
Rojas trade is going to loom very heavy with the Dodgers.
Slide him right over there now.
Rojas trade and Miguel Vega. He
ready.
He can get some time there, too. And then Chris Taylor is practicing his shortstop as well. So I'm not too worried about it. I mean,
They could always do something blockbuster and trade the Jazz for the Marlins, get him out of center field and put him at short in that Dodger blue.
Sounds good to me.
Let's get to the break before Pearly gets emotional. The Tuesday, February 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. And don't forget, if I owe you money, I will pay you tomorrow on February 29th.
Prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was gonna live.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. George's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin'. Chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 58 Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Whether your business is in-store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient for business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Tuesday, February 28th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. along with our other Pearl in studio, man. I appreciate Pearly holding it down for me for the last couple of episodes, man. Allowing me to do some daddy duty things, and that was greatly appreciated, man.
I just wonder where my coffee is, that's all.
Your coffee is in our possession.
Okay.
I ain't unpacked yet.
All right.
But I got something for your pocket.
That's even better. That's JB and air fryer stuff.
All right, so today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget the happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopping Plaza, 5 to 7 p.m., all right? Be sure to check them out this Wednesday.
You know you didn't send me the today in sports history yesterday, but the fact that I have a little bit of sense, I was able to find it.
Are you really ready to find that one? My bad.
That's very easy.
No, let me tell you why. I'm joined by Bahamas in Orlando, getting you in and getting you out and checked in and all of that. But dear God, TSA in Orlando, the lines. Dear God.
Yeah. 40 million. They got 40 million tourists coming to that. 40 million tourists every year.
Crazy. Crazy.
And what time is you fly on a Monday morning?
Yeah, we got to because we played Sunday.
Yeah, but flying even on Monday should have been a little slower.
No, boy.
Neither. No, because everybody's trying to get out of Orlando Monday.
Crazy.
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right, so let's check out today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. 1931, the Canadian Rugby Union adopted the forward pass. Then it wouldn't be rugby no more. It should be football. Never mind. 1940, the first televised basketball game was shown. The game featured Fordham University and the University of Pittsburgh from Madison Square Garden in New York.
No, they're two very dead teams that probably won't even make the tournament this year.
1948, Bud Gartzer set a world record when he cleared the 50-yard low hurdle in 6.8 seconds.
They even stopped that race, eh?
Yeah. Okay. 1967, Wilt Chamberlain set an NBA record with his 35th consecutive field goal.
Built the stilt.
1987, Chick Hearn broadcast his 2,000th consecutive game.
I think next to Vin Scully. Great
Chick Hearn, boy.
Next to Vin Scully, he was one of my favorites.
Boy, he was the best.
When he said yellow jiggling.
The butter's hard, the eggs are cooling, the jello's are jiggling. Yeah, put them in the freezer, they're done.
Yeah, you know that. R.I.P. Chick.
He was one of the greats, man. 1988, Pat Verbeek became the first New Jersey Devil to score four goals in a game. Pat Verbeek.
Yeah,
1998, Mark Messier of the Vancouver Canucks became the first NHL player to score 1,600 points.
And then he moved on to the Rangers, eh?
Correct. 1999, Venus and Serena Williams became the first sisters to win the WTA Tour events. Venus and Serena Williams became the first sisters to win WTA Tour events on the same day. That was in 1999. 2002, it was announced that John Madden would be replacing Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football.
Which was the
best thing ever.
Dennis and Miller
Madden signed a four-year, $20 million deal with ABC Sports. And yes, Dennis Miller was horrible at Monday Night Football.
Why would they even put him there? I thought it was one of the dumbest moves ever. He was a comedian trying to talk sports. There's not only one naughty. Only one naughty.
You got some other comedians that talk sports pretty decent, but Dennis Miller wasn't one.
No, he wasn't.
He was no bueno.
The ratings dropped drastically.
They did. All right, Purdy, let's check out the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about that plant-based Whopper there over at your favorite BK location. Get it by itself or get it as a combo with fries and a soft drink for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery.
I like that.
Craven apps. All right? So, definitely.
I want to congratulate Sunland. I think the Sunland Stingers out of Grand Bahama that defeated the C.I. Gibson Rattlers at the Hugh Campbell Basketball Championships last night.
Jesus God, now my wife can hear this and I could be more Grand Bahama, Freeport beat NASA.
Hugh Campbell again.
Didn't ask move the tournament down there because we've been it all the time. Yeah, we've had to travel and get our trophy.
My cousin Bonnie, the same thing. Yeah, my cousin Bonnie, who was the longtime coach of Sunland, who was the make you coach forever and ever, man.
Yeah, honorary coach.
Yeah,
emeritus.
Emeritus, yeah. So she was down at I got to hear that. When Grand Bahama beat Nassau, Grand Bahama played great. When Nassau beat Grand Bahama, they cheat.
All this.
They cheat.
That's like when Saxon beat Valley. He's cheat. Anyhow.
When any of them win, they cheat.
All right. But yeah, big statement. Hugh Campbell title goes to Sunland. And Stingers win second straight Hugh Campbell championship.
Yep. Yep. They got a good. They ranked number one in the country as a high school basketball team in the country.
Sunland Baptist Stingers repeated as Hugh Campbell basketball champions on Monday night, defeating the C.I. Gibson Rattlers 64-52 in the championship game, and it was well represented, well deserved for Sunland, and C.I. did their thing as well. Great program.
Congratulations to C.I. I mean, C.I. Gibson is probably the best Nassau-based basketball team.
And I just got to say this way, Mr. Pintard is pulling the prayage out of Mr. Davis' book. It's like, you know, he's there for a lot of football.
Well, actually, Sunland is in his constituency of Marcos City.
That's what I like.
So he makes sure to support his people.
Hey, Brave, I just said, man. Well, Mr. Davis, you better watch out, man. Mr. Pintard looks like he's putting the play out of your cat leg. You know what I'm saying?
No, credit due. Michael Pintard is probably one of the best members of parliament in the country. Not because who I support or don't support.
Yeah.
In terms of what he does and looks at what he has done to Dorian, to Matthew, to everything. I was saying that
to be a little facetious for the chat group participants.
I
like to talk a lot of smack. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that. I
just want to tell you, man, hey, look like if it worked for Brett, it might work for Pintard too. Hey. Call it the wishbone offense. So congratulations to the Stingers. Bahamian Swimmers helped Bison win conference title. And this Luke Kennedy added again. Luke Kennedy Thompson. So I know Pearly going to be happy. That's probably some relation. I helped lead the charge for the Howard University Bison men's
swimming. Probably your Hugh.
Yeah, not maybe the Luther Thompson. Yeah. But But did his thing, man, in the at the Northeastern Conference Championships in Geneva, Ohio, this past weekend. So hats off to all our Bahamian swimmers doing big things. But good to see that, you know, Luke Kennedy Thompson's still doing his thing.
That's wonderful.
I talked to him a couple of years ago when he was doing Carifta and stuff, and when he was younger. But glad to see, you know, wrapping up at Howard, which is no slouch of a university. There you go.
Yeah, I think my cousin Eric went there. And Dr. Mildred Hall Watson is from Howard University.
This is something that I think is awesome right here. Bahamian Fred Papal elected USGA president.
Yes.
Not only did we have a brother elected as USGA president, we got a Bahamian brother. Yeah, I'm gonna say it like that because we're dealing with golf, okay?
I want hear him talk though. I want to hear him talk.
People, you know, back in the day said golf was a privileged sport. That's why they had alligators in the water holes. You know what I mean? Make sure that only certain set of people played golf. Right? Now in 2023, I'm glad to see the Bahamian Fred Papal has been elected USGA president. Quoted as said, when we lean in together, when we include more people in the game, not only will the game get better, but our lives will get better too. Fred Papal. Great quote right there. And he's the chief executive officer of the Beck Group, an American-based international architecture and construction company. He was elected as president of the United States Golf Association on Saturday, becoming the first person of African descent to hold the position in the 128-year history of the organization. He also is on the board of directors of FedEx Corporation.
So he should have no problem.
No. This dude got a lot of credentials, man.
No, that is fantastic. People don't take that serious, but what he has done and what he's doing for the Bahamas, and I hope he uses it as a platform to promote and help promote golf in the Bahamas and get some more inner city kids playing, more local kids playing golf. It's a tremendous thing because, you know, ain't no slouch, there are no slouches. All the major business people, all the major CEOs, managers, that's the pastime of businessmen. So he's connections he would have. I hope that he can use that as an opportunity to assist golf in the Bahamas.
Well, it needs to grow. And I mean, we do a good enough job with it now.
Yeah.
And especially Georgette Rowland and her crew over there at the Sports Center.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I got some clubs. I haven't played in a little while, but I got some clubs a couple of months ago.
This needs to be parlayed into some tournaments here in the Bahamas and so on and so forth.
Yes,
I'm thinking we might see that route.
That'd be wonderful.
Come out of this.
That'd be super duper.
All right, that's a wrap right there on the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Time to jump into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros.
All kind of people out.
And be sure to check out Tropical Gyros, both locations. All right, the flagship store over there on Mackey and Rosetta. And the newest location out there in the West, R&D Plaza. All right, JFK. Pick up the chef, Carmen, and the crew, man. Always hooking it up with them Tropical Gyros. I could use me a cracked lobster gyro right now.
Nice right now. He should drop some off before we get off.
No, we need to go grab some tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
But if it's tomorrow, fine. I mean, today is better, but tomorrow's okay.
We're looking at some things, man. We're looking at some who's in and who's out.
I see the Buccaneers about to cut
Leonard Fournette. That's one who's out. LaMelo Ball done for the year with an injury.
Oh, I saw the injury, you know. It was, not good.
And Patrick Kane traded to the New York Rangers in hockey.
Now! I wish Clint was here now. Because, you know, Boston Bruins on pace to set 63 wins, 134 points for the season, which will be an NHL record. Now, I had all but said, okay, let's mail Lord Stanley Cup to Boston. The Rangers saying, hey, let's wait a minute. Let's see what's going on here. That pickup of Kane makes the Rangers a really super team.
Very strong team. Very strong team.
So and Rangers probably got one of the top two, if not three, top three, if not top goalies in the NHL. So it's going to be interesting to watch the Eastern Conference playoffs and see who comes out of the East.
And don't forget that now he's reunited with Panarin.
Yes, because he was pissed off and Panarin got traded.
All right,
he was upset about that. Now
they reunited and it feels so good.
And he's been I think he had a couple of hat tricks and maybe 10 goals or something in the last few games. So he's really been playing some hockey. It can be interesting to watch that. It can be interesting.
All right, so the only person who kind of like is in at the moment is Kevin Durant. He's going to play Wednesday night.
Yeah, tomorrow night, yeah.
Now, you know who's... LeBron is out again.
Listen, then I saw him fall down. He said, I heard it pop. I said, oh, God. And then I said, you know what? After the game, they showed him coming out of this gym limping, right? I said, all right, that's him for the season. That's him at least for a week or two.
You know what? I'm going
right. One good say. Game, then go sit
I
down.
I don't think LeBron been serious ever since he came to L.A. because we got the bubble championship. Okay, we'll take it. But what have the Lakers done in the other three seasons that he's been there? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Other than being an embarrassment.
And at each point in time, there's been an injury to LeBron at some point when they were making waves.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, they were making waves. They were winning, doing their thing. and the abdominal injury.
But you know
and
something? I killed this. You know something?
Then last year it was the ankle, was this and that. Now this year it's the foot. I think Kobe plays through that foot injury, but anyway, that's a different story.
You know what I like to see? You know, it probably would be exciting to happen that the Lakers play great basketball, make the playoffs without LeBron, and show management, hey, we could get rid of this brother and bring some other players in around. Because D'Lo should be back. Mm-hmm. He should be back. So I think the Lakers would be okay. I don't know if we can beat Memphis tomorrow. Is it tonight?
I don't think we beat Memphis tonight, but you never know. But at the end of the day.
Listen, I didn't think we was going to beat Dallas that night, too. That was a big comeback. Huge comeback from 27 points down. And it wasn't him. It wasn't LeBron that brought them back. Yeah, he scored the tying points, but he wasn't the one who brought them back. That was AD. That was, which brother's name? Vanderbilt?
Jared Vanderbilt. Oh, and I was high on him when we got him.
Yes,
when
you were. Yeah, and I said, God, I don't think the Lakers was, he was not the main focus of that trade. He was just a piece. But he's been a great 15.17 boards in the game against Dallas. He played great ball. So I think if the Lakers play as a team and start to get, because the chemistry looks like it's building and it's getting a lot better, Schroeder's looking excellent. I think we could get past, we could be all right without LeBron.
You think they could make it without him?
I think we can.
Guess what?
He ain't gonna go nowhere.
Now, here's the point. If they do it without him, watch him fly in when it's close to safe and clear that they're gonna make it and show up like, I'm here now.
Yeah, to help you finish the gap and get you over the top.
Yeah. You know, and that's the kind of stuff that just.
But
just
them tree letters that have been running around, right? That's it, you know, I ain't gonna say it, but you know them tree letters.
Hey, does the bubble ring count, Naughty and Pearly?
Yes.
Yeah, it counts.
A ring is a ring. Matter of fact.
It counts for LeBron because if not, he'd have been 3-6.
A matter of fact. When you look at that, that was a short.
Well, 3-7.
Whatever. That was a lot of pressure. You sitting in there playing, you ain't with your family, you ain't got no fans. You all said that was pressure basketball, and it was a shortened season. You had to get some things that you had to shorten play. So I don't have a problem with that.
No man, a lot of teams won in the bubble that year due to COVID.
Dodgers got the championship that year.
That's how the world went. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
With all the, yeah, man, I agree talks. You guys were better on Zoom. Let's have some tension and fighting. Peter will be in tomorrow. Calm down.
Why you want me and Naughty to fight? They didn't fight them. Listen, when he take the thing out of his pocket and put it in my pocket, then we can start fighting
then
again.
Then he wants him, ski up. Come on, ski up. You didn't get none of that today.
But he hasn't said anything to cause me to rile up a little bit, you know. He hasn't.
I haven't gone in on this tour jersey, but I see posts up big and bold in the studio.
I said to my brother, I couldn't come in here without a jersey.
I wore
the last of my Bellinger jersey yesterday. You know, I'm going to retire that now since he's no longer a Dodger. So I decided to come out with two in a day.
And where'd Cody end up again?
I think he's a Cub now.
Going to Chicago. They were saying he was going to Chicago.
Yeah, he's a Cub, yeah.
I think he
took a one-year deal with Chicago to try to prove himself.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, that's, I don't have a problem. Listen, I don't have a problem with what he did. You got to make your money. You got to look at who's best for you and your family. The Dodgers were not going to pay him $18 million a year for batting 195 and less than 20 home runs.
No, sir.
If I can put Trace Thompson and give Trace Thompson $700,000 to $1.2 million and he can give me the same thing, why not do that? If I can bring the rookie there and pay him $700,000 a year and get those same numbers, why not do that?
It's the truth. Nowadays, you're looking at a lot of people going in that direction because it's cap friendly.
You have the, and where stars are asking so much more money. I looking for value for dollar at some point in time, and if you're not giving me the numbers, why I can pay you?
Agreed. And the thing about it is, when the numbers diminish, players already know I'm out of here. This I'm done. I got to start looking for elsewhere.
And he probably needs a fresh face, a fresh area, a fresh look, a fresh start. And he probably ball out in Chicago next year.
He probably will
ball out, and that'll be fine. I'll be happy for him.
But yeah. I mean.
He goes to Chicago. Trey Turner goes to what? Philly? Trey went to Philly? Yeah, before the Dodgers. Should have stayed in LA.
I agree. Now, a couple of things are coming out of the NFL there, Pearly.
Fournette.
Couple of things. Fournette.
Love
out of
to
there.
See him in my head.
You'd like to see him in the Dolphins?
I wouldn't mind that.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
All right. NFL rumors. Leonard Fournette to be released by the Bucs when new league year begins. Tampa Bay Buccaneers reportedly plan to release Fournette when the new league year opens on March 15th. This is according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. And it will come despite the Bucs owing Fournette $2 million in guarantees. Tampa will save about $3.5 million on the salary cap. So obviously it's not a money thing. It's just they tap Fournette.
No, they actually over the cap. They're about $250,000, $300,000, $300,000 change over the salary cap. So that will help them. They don't know. A lot of teams, the Jets, millions over the salary cap. The Jets, like $34 million over the salary cap or something like that.
So has Fournette's career been a bust when you look at it now?
I don't think he's
for
been
all the hype that he got coming out of LSU.
I don't think he's been the Herschel Walker or the Emmitt Smith, but I think he's had a solid career. He's produced. He's like, what, he's got two rings or one?
He's got two.
Okay, so I mean, listen.
Hold on again. Let me see. Does he?
I know he's got one with Tampa Bay, right?
He's got one ring.
Yeah, but he's got a ring. But plenty don't have. So you know, that's not a bad thing for him. He's not been that superstar, but he's been a solid running back, solid consistent running back.
And then again, you got to look at some other things, you know, around the league. As far as the NFL goes, the whole rumbling with Aaron Rodgers. Now, we got Rich Eisen with the latest, taking us home in the final 10 today, you know, update on Rodgers, because it's still buzzing right now, apparently. New York may be serious about pulling the trigger on this thing.
No, New York is serious about it, but what is doing is causing people like Carr and others cannot sign a contract until he decides what he's going to do.
But I think... Long term, Carr would be a better decision for the New York Jets than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I think the Jets looking at, listen, we got a Super Bowl type defense right now. We need one or two players. We could maybe make a run for the Super Bowl next year. I think that's what they're doing. And been hoping that Wilson is his name. That's the kid's name, right? Wilson will work under him.
Well, and they got to finish with Zach Wilson. Years.
Yeah. No, they can't be. They can't get rid of him. They stuck with him. So the bottom line is they probably bring Rodgers in to work with him to play and spend a year or two under Rodgers and maybe mature into a quarterback to take over when Rodgers go. Once you bring Carr in, that's the next 4 or 5 years.
Right. Well, we got some news from around the league. You have Bills defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier stepping away for this season. He'll be back in 2024.
Ooh, that's interesting. Ooh, that's, you know... Some teams lose a player, it affects them. The Bills losing him is a major loss. People don't realize that. You can see that's how the Bills' defense fall off this year. That could be nobody for the Dolphins to win that division.
Here's another one. The Giants hope to avoid tags for Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
Well, the Giants got a ton of they got to work a lot of money down to do what they have to do.
And here's something interesting. John Lynch, the 49ers might add veteran quarterback as Trey Lance and Brock Purdy return from injuries. Could that be Derek Carr?
That's because but Bino's not going to Garoppolo.
And they didn't rule out Jimmy Garoppolo though, but obviously that's just
part of the case. No, they said no for Garoppolo. He's not coming back there. I wouldn't want to go back there with Garoppolo because if they were that serious, but they should have signed him, right? They should.
I think they want to keep an eye on how Trey Lance and Purdy.
Say Purdy now. Don't say Purdy because Earl has been since retired.
I said Purdy.
Okay, I'm excited. The combine started, so they've been doing a lot of interviews with head coaches and stuff today. As they took a little glance at it. You know.
Yeah, the Bears GM doing homework at Combine, and he backs Fields as a quarterback, so they'll probably go in a different direction or maybe even trade the pick.
I think that and Peter was saying something, they're looking, trying to decide what to do. The kid from Alabama is not going to go to the Combine. He's not going to throw. He's not going to show what he's got. So that right there tells me the Bears should look at trading and picking up some players or going after the kid from Alabama, that beast in the defense, and show up your defense.
All right, well, we got a little fun to play since you talked about the combine. We got Bucky Brooks 2023 NFL Mock Draft 2.0. First round.
You gotta be kidding me.
First round. Let's check it out.
All right.
In the first round, Chicago Bears take Jalen Carter, Georgia defensive tackle.
Okay.
Houston Texans take Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama.
All right.
Arizona Cardinals take Will Anderson Jr., Alabama edge. That dude is an absolute
freak.
That's
the beast.
Ooh, he's a freak of nature.
Lord of mercy.
Number four, the prototypical quarterback, and take C.J. Stroud.
And I think he's going to be the cream of the crop of this class.
Number five, the Seahawks take Tyree Wilson, Texas Tech edge.
Yeah, great.
Number six, the Detroit Lions take Miles Murphy, Clemson edge.
Yes.
Los Angeles Raiders take Kentucky quarterback Will Levis.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Atlanta Falcons take Peter Skoronski, Northwestern offensive tackle. Carolina Panthers take Osiris Torrance, Florida offensive guard, probably the best offensive guard in the whole draft class.
He'd be left guard.
Philadelphia Eagles, they take on Paris Johnson Jr., the Ohio State offensive tackle, start retooling that O-line.
Oh my goodness, they already got the best O-line in football. Now you put more?
That's why you stay the best O-line in football.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans, Broderick Jones, Georgia offensive tackle.
Okay.
Houston Texans, Jordan Addison, USC wide receiver. New York Jets, Brian Breece, Clemson, defensive tackle. New England Patriots, Brian Branch, Alabama, defensive back. Green Bay Packers, Michael Mayer.
Is that Cliff Branch? Are you related to Cliff Branch?
Double check.
Okay.
Michael Mayer, Notre Dame tight end, goes 15 to the Packers.
Yeah.
16, Start. Christian Gonzalez, yeah, Commanders. Joey Porter Jr., cornerback from Penn State, goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers where his dad played. How ironic is that?
Isn't that? Oh, that's interesting. Obi would love that.
Of course he would. Detroit Lions with the second pick, Devin Witherspoon, Illinois cornerback senior. He's the sleeper cornerback in the draft. I mean, he might be the goods right there. He might be the best one.
And he'd do well, and he'd do well a bit in Detroit.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Keon White, Georgia Tech edge senior. Seattle Seahawks, Akili Ringo, cornerback sophomore from Georgia. Los Angeles Chargers, Bijan Robinson, Texas running back. 22, the Baltimore Ravens, Jackson Smith and Jigba, wide receiver, Ohio State. The Minnesota Vikings, Emmanuel Forbes, Mississippi State cornerback.
Yeah, the kid is good.
24, pick Jacksonville Jaguars, Dalton Kincaid, tight end from Utah. Number 25, the New York Giants, Zay Flowers, Boston College wide receiver. Dallas Cowboys at 26, Quentin Johnson, TCU wide receiver.
Y'all need wide receiver help.
He's pretty decent, too. Buffalo Bills, Antonio Johnson, Texas A&M safety.
Okay.
Cincinnati Bengals, Cam Smith, South Carolina cornerback. New Orleans Saints, Jahmyr Gibbs, Alabama running back. That's a good pick for them if they get him there.
Yeah, if he's still there. He probably will be.
The Eagles loves Eagles, Lucas Van Ness, Iowa edge. Kansas City Chiefs, Jalen Hyatt, Tennessee junior wide receiver.
You see, Georgia lost 8 players on defense last year and losing another 2 or 3 again this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
They put them out, man. They produce. All right, Pearly, let's check out the docket tonight. What's on tap in the NBA?
We got
some picks, you know, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. The Island Game always reminds you to play and bet responsibly. Be sure to check out their website, theislandgame.com. Check out the sportsbook. See the multiple plays to play and to win. All right? And always play responsible. Percy's Island Game. All right. Let's check out the schedule for tonight in the NBA. Lakers and Grizzlies at 7:30. I like the Grizzlies to win this one, man.
You know what? I can be a hometown boy. I go with my Lakers.
Let's go, Ja. Because LeBron done made me upset again, but my foot hurting me. I heard something go pop. I got a joke for that. A joke is I can say tonight. I can't say it here. I know it went pop.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
You remember that song by Uncle Luke Skywalker?
Yeah, I know you're talking about. I know you're talking about.
7:30, Wizards and the Hawks. I like the Wizards to get this one over the Hawks.
No, but the Hawks. No,
not
the Hawks.
Not the Wizards. I meant to say the Hawks.
Hawks
and they get it.
Quinn Snyder starts tonight as the head coach, right?
There you go. And you got the Bucks at the Nets. The Nets were playing good, but now they're in a shambles.
Yeah.
No KD. It's issues.
Okay. Bucks.
Bucks, 43-17, record for the year. I like them tonight at 7:30.
Yeah.
Got the Bulls and the Raptors in Toronto. I like the Bulls in that one. Nuggets and the Rockets. I like the Nuggets.
I like the Nuggets.
Kings and the Thunder. I like the Kings.
Kings, they could score.
Pacers and the Mavs. I like the Mavs. I think they bounce back after losing a couple of games.
Yeah, they can be all right.
Spurs and the Jazz. I got to roll with the Jazz because they're the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah.
The Trailblazers and the Warriors. I think the Warriors get it done, but watch out for Lillard. He might be getting into
71 points tonight before last. He might carry this over.
It's not 81, but it is impressive.
It's impressive. That's the second 70-point game for the year, right?
Timberwolves and the Clippers. I like the Clippers in this one.
Clippers looking good. Some people feel the Clippers may represent the West.
They very may well be.
I don't see it.
But I don't think so. I think
don't see it.
The Denver Nuggets get it done.
I'm impressed with the Nuggets. Yeah. I think they'll be all right.
I mean, just because the Clippers are out of Westbrook, that does not guarantee them a championship. I want you to know that.
No, but I think the Suns out in KD could very
now
well.
That could be a problem.
Make them the ones there.
That definitely could be a problem.
You know. But if Westbrook gets off in Clippers, if he gets off in LA, I'd be really pissed, you know.
But he's going to get off because they're going to allow him to play his game the way he needs to play his game.
Yeah.
So that's just good coaching. That's maximizing the opportunity and making it happen.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
So, no problem. We got to go from there. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. You got to make it happen.
So somebody called me today and tell me that Peter and I made flag football sound like the NFL.
Yeah, man. You're always into it, man. But your structure and everything, man. Wow.
Peter was being the greenie.
But
radio station yesterday.
Yeah, he was. He was all fired up.
Yeah.
But Peter loves up some flag football. I mean, it's about to tell you.
And boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wrestling.
Yeah.
He can be on tomorrow if I had a...
He said, I won't make it tomorrow because I'm working late. I said, okay, I'll handle it, I guess. We'll see you Thursday, Wednesday.
We shall. But anyway, I do want to just go on record and say thank you, bro. I really appreciate you holding it down there.
No problem. No
and
problem.
Now you got to come in studio more often because people are like, man, that Zoom is all right, but man.
We'll try to make at least a once a week trip.
Yeah, we'll try to do something, man. And then for those,
you know what? If you put a little box with a large Dunkin' Donuts coffee, you may get me almost every day.
Well, in the words of Samuel Jackson in Pulp Fiction, well, brother, that's all you had to say.
I thought you was going to say something else than Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, no, that's for jokers. That's for jokers. But I really do appreciate you. Nope. And brother, we got to look at it. March is upon us. We got March Madness coming up.
And I'm excited.
We got the NBA getting into the playoff swing.
Yeah, I'm not too excited.
Your favorite part of baseball, where the gloves go pop, the pitches and catches are there. Yeah.
There's full spring training.
But now you're honing in, though, at the end of spring training, you start to see who the arms are, who's going to be the projected
March
big 30th, guys.
Yeah.
You know, so that you know, the grass, the smell, that's awesome.
The good thing about opening day this year is all 30 teams will play on opening day this year.
I could be a glutton. We got to fill up the book that day. Yeah. We got to hit that book hard that day.
No, I'm going to do well this year off MLB. I'll parlay. Yeah, I'm going to do well off the MLB this year.
The overs and the unders.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a lot of party in baseball this year. I think it should be a lot of fun to watch.
Nah, this new thing, this pitch clock.
Did you see that?
But, you know, yeah, the game that we went in 2 hours and 4 minutes yesterday, considering that you're going from 2 hours and 45 minutes to almost 3 hours, you're taking 40 whole minutes, a minimum of a half an hour off a game. Anyway, they say that bringing dividends is a good thing. We'll see.
Just think it's going to be a very... even keels and get us through the dark days into the, you know, baseball. If it's a good spring training, a good start to the season, April, May, when you look up June, all right, we only got July for training camp in August, preseason, football back. I got the Lakers to guarantee.
Football ain't going nowhere. The combine's going on now.
Yeah, pretty. I just don't like big man running up and down in tights.
No, that's all right.
I just have to cover my eyes. No. I just listen. I just watch that back on. I don't like to see.
I like to watch
all of that jiggly going on.
I like to watch the 40-yard dash. I like to watch the quarterbacks, and I like to watch the cornerbacks and the wide receivers. Other than that, okay.
For sure. But like I say, I'm just trying to figure out a good way for us to get through the dog days, because you know the dog day is coming.
No, I'm. See, you worrying about football. I'm a sports enthusiast, so everything right now, I'm fine. March Madness. I'm going to get through March with NCAA.
Oh, March is fine.
I get into April with the kickoff of baseball and then the draft. I get into June with some hot baseball, and then July is right there.
No, but let's be real. But June, it starts to tape a little bit, because then you start to realize, okay, well, baseball done started. We got 150 to go, you know?
Yeah, but then the NBA Finals coming up, and then you got the NHL Finals.
You think LeBron ever make any fun?
No, but you know something?
To try and make the playoff.
To be honest with you, I probably won't watch that much playoff basketball, NBA basketball.
Yeah, neither will I. But guess what? Mr. Producer, give me the signal. Pearly, thanks again. We got to get to the break.
Love being here.
Rich,
before we go, I'll tell you something. I left my Dodger hat here Friday.
And you came back?
And I said, oh, man, that's gone.
And it was right there Monday.
You called me coming Monday, the good brother. Mr. Producer had it there waiting on me.
Ain't nobody won no Dodger hat. They wasn't a thief.
No, he said he knew that I'd probably track him down, hunt him like a dog, and beat him to a pub. That's why he kept it for me.
Well, obviously. That's between you and Mr. Producer. We can get to the break. Rich Eisen can take us home, and he's going to let you know exactly where Aaron Rodgers is going to end up. Could he be a New York Jet? Dolphin fans, listen out, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads for the March 1st. The Heads of March will be upon us.
Oh, beware the Heads of March.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 58 Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Speaking of roughing it, Aaron Rodgers still is. And
still in the hole?
Well, I mean, he has it. He is, you know.
Out. We haven't heard from him.
Nobody knows. He wasn't even on Pat's show yesterday, right?
Well, today's Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So maybe he'll show up on Pat's show and
I don't know.
See a shadow or it'll be longer winter for Green Bay because he hasn't given an answer yet.
Man, that was cold-blooded.
And so... we haven't used that Gus Johnson drop in a while.
Man, sorry, cool.
No, it's the truth, though.
I mean, we're all waiting.
And, well, we are waiting.
And it's not just we in the media. It's teams that are looking for quarterbacks who happen to be first ballot great, you know, who may just be available to help you win a championship in his remaining years of window of greatness. But apparently there's other stuff that comes with Aaron Rodgers, as is evidenced by him not responding to the Packers yet. And before we play the soundbite from Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Packers, who spoke not at a podium, but locally to reporters. And or he spoke to local beat writers and reporters of the Wisconsin world who, and maybe some other interested national folks who might be interested, you know, New York writers who are interested, if the Jets are interested in Aaron Rodgers and so on and so forth. Just understand this in advance. The fact that Rodgers hasn't told Brian Gutekunst anything yet, significant yet, he's not anywhere near the drama of Brett Favre from back in the day. When Rodgers was the Jordan Love in this equation, waiting for his chance. Not at all. Just think, if Rodgers was not telling anything to Gutekunst by March 28th, then he'd be entering the Favre era. And then him then saying, I'm retired, and coming back and saying, I want to come back to the Packers on June 28th, now he's entered Favre territory. So I front load that when we now listen to Brian Gutekunst talk about the latest between the Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, really no updates. You know, again, I think like I was talking earlier, haven't had the conversations that we need to have yet. So really no update. But looking forward here to being an MD and look at these prospects and trying to help this football team.
Who initiates when those conversations will take place with Aaron?
Yeah, there's been some contact back and forth. Obviously, he's had some things on his plate, but hopefully those things will happen soon.
do you want him back as the quarterback of the Pack?
Yeah, I think, you know, those discussions have to happen and making sure that it's the right fit. But obviously, we know the kind of player that Aaron is. And, you know, once we have those conversations, we'll be able to move forward. We'll have more to say.
Now, the words, the right fit.
Yeah, he's not coming.
Jump out at you and just hit you over the head.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers not the right fit for the Green Bay Packers? Really? What does that mean? And I asked this of Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated yesterday, and I'm going to ask it of everybody until we get an answer here. Because you hear all the time, Rodgers, the Packers need to know if he's all in. And I asked Breer, what does that mean? Because when they need him to hear that he's all in, how was he not all in last year? Because he wasn't at all the offseason workouts. You know, he didn't have like a Rodgers mini camp of his own with the young kids who just got drafted. And don't listen to all that stuff about how he's estranged from a lot of the locker room. Favre went through the same thing. Because guess what? The kids in that locker room are literally half his age. What's he going to talk to him about? New TikToks? Seriously. What's he going to talk to him about? Hey, want to make a TikTok?
Call of Duty?
Hey, Aaron, we're making TikToks over here. You want to join us? Seriously.
Christian Watson is 23.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, there's not much in common here. So that might be what he's talking about, too. So don't make it seem like Rodgers is the a-hole that won't fit in the square peg hole. It may just be we're a young team. Jordan will be the guy here.
He loves TikTok.
He want a TikTok? Hello, fellow youths. Who wants to TikTok today? You know, I mean, so that's maybe what he's talking about too. Right fit. Jordan Love may be the right fit because that's a 23-year-old. That's a 22-year-old. That's this guy who's growing up. And Rodgers may be, you know what? I'm done with the childcare. I want to go someplace where there's a grown man named Davante Adams, or I want to go to a spot where, you know,